be a Barnabas. Jesus once shared this crazy message with his best buds that always messes me up. It messes with my mind because it's so counterculture. It's not so Instagram or TikTok worthy. Listen, check it out and come to your own conclusions. In Mark chapter 9:35, it says, sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Then he said, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest. Luke 9:48. Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. To be first, we must be last. To be served, we must first serve others. And to really live, we must first die. Wow. Does that sound natural to you? I always had a hard time applying this to my life. I'm a high achiever, goal-oriented type person. I'm a positive thinker who likes to solve problems and move into the promised land for my life and family. But my thinking and feelings started to change in France 15 years ago. My friend John Maxwell asked me to teach the Equip series in France. He just finished creating a curriculum to train leaders, and he was propelled by a vision he called the Million Leader Mandate. He didn't know any French leaders, so he asked me to start it all. Well, I can tell you I said yes, but later regretted my quick response. First of all, it was a huge financial commitment. I was committing to support Equip every month with a big donation and paying for all my travel expenses. It was truly overwhelming, but the emotional cost was even higher. My French was terrible, and I wasn't well received by the local leadership in Paris. They welcomed my offer to teach Equip with, we don't like leaders here. We cut off their heads. This was said in jest, of course, but at least I think, but sincere disgust was in their voices. Quite a welcoming party, wasn't it? It seemed like my yes had become an impossibility until God spoke to my mind. Faced with constant hardships, I heard his voice one night. Paul, be a Barnabas. I discovered the way of encouragement and service that would transform French-speaking leaders. Serve. Listen, what will transform your family, your business, or city? Become a Barnabas. That's how you become a miracle. I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.